93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is 4:33. Latte, Jeremy Warner, and we're talking Purdue basketball, and I'm still sitting here scratching my head trying to figure out if Matt Painter would leave West Lafayette to go coach somewhere else. To me, he's got a pretty good situation. Granted, he loses a couple of studs,
right?
But he's got Robbie Hummel coming back. He's got a full house in Purdue all the time. You'd think that Matt Painter would be happy at Purdue.
Yeah, he's won at least 25 games in four straight years. And
wow.
This year was, I thought, one of his best coaching jobs. He had Juwan Johnson, Etuan Moore, but he didn't have much around them. And they went to a 26-8 record, 16-0 at home, 14-4 in the Big Ten. He's never finished under second place.
Wow.
In the Big Ten play as a coach there. So a great season for Purdue. They went out, but VCU's just been taking everybody out. So the Boilermakers were just the first big upset that VCU got.
We're going to bring on Jeff Washburn of the West Lafayette Journal and Courier. Jeff, how are you today?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good, great talking to you again. And I guess let me start this out by, I know we're gonna recap Purdue's season and we're gonna talk forward about the Boilermakers going forward. But I gotta ask you about Matt Painter right off the bat. I mean, is everybody serious? Could he possibly take a job at Missouri?
Well, you know, I spoke with Gene Katie this morning, and you know, Gene and Matt are pretty close. And you know, as Gene said, you never say never, and I think you have to listen to options. But I think at the end, I'll be surprised if he leaves. I really will, because he asked for a lot of things with the new renovations to Mackey Arena, the practice facility, an extension on his contract. A lot of different things are in place for him, and I'm not saying he's a lifer here, but I think a move to Missouri is a lateral move and maybe even one step down, because I think Purdue is a lot closer to the top of the Big Ten than Missouri is close to the top of the Big 12 right now. So, I think he'll listen. He'd be silly not to listen. Missouri would be silly not to pursue him, but, I'll be surprised if he leaves. I just don't see at the end of the day him making that decision.
So Jeff, if he meets with Missouri and he comes back to West Lafayette and he gets a raise because of all this, how do people in West Lafayette, the Purdue fans, feel about that he's going to talk to another school?
Well, I think they know that's part of the culture or the fabric of college basketball today. I mean, with all the money that's being thrown out there, I mean, look at it this way. You know, Izzo, dangled some interest there with the Cleveland Cavaliers last year before LeBron made his decision to go to Miami. And while the Spartans, didn't have the greatest year, I still think Izzo is beloved in East Lansing, and I think they're glad he stayed. So, it's kind of like he's ours, and you get a little nervous and a little frustrated occasionally when things like this happen, but at the end of the day, he's your guy, and that's who you want leading your team. And he's won 129 games in the last 5 years. That's a pretty good place to be.
That's nothing wrong with that, exactly. Jeff Washburn, West Lafayette Journal and Courier. Let's switch focus now to this Purdue team. What a year Purdue had. I know you went out, of course, not what you wanted in the NCAA tournament, but hard to complain about a season where Juwan Johnson makes All-American honors and Etuan Moore, those guys lead you to a second-place showing in the Big Ten.
Yeah, you lose Robbie Hummel on the opening day of practice and to a second torn ACL. And obviously you had two great pieces of the puzzle to start with in Juwan Johnson and Etuan Moore. But I think the key to winning 26 games this year was the development of some of the other guys. I think Lewis Jackson stepped up and had a really nice junior year. I would say he was Purdue's most improved player. And from time to time they got really nice performances from junior Ryan Smith and sophomore DJ Bird. The one thing I guess if you could fault Painter a little bit this year is I don't think they developed their backup big men quite as well as he would have liked to. He ended up playing Juwan with four guards a lot of times. But he was trying to win basketball games, and when you go 26-8, it's difficult to argue with that kind of success, especially with when you start the year without Robbie Hummel.
Jeff, and talk a little bit about Lewis Jackson. He's been a guy people around Champaign talk about a lot. He's down the road from Decatur. You know, we knew he was a great defensive player, but he really seemed to develop as a point guard this year. And it seems like a guy Illinois wishes they could have had now because he looked like he took that next step.
Well, he really did, and he's you know, he's got good leadership skills. I think early in the year he kind of still deferred to Juwan and Etuan, but Juwan and Etuan are somewhat kind of quiet guys. They lead more by example than they do vocally. And I think that, you know, Lewis provided a lot of spark, a lot of enthusiasm. And, you know, he's a great on-the-ball defender. He's a little guy, but he has a great knack of getting to the basket. I mean, I can just see him driving around people time and time again. And, you know, really seemed to play extremely well against the good teams. I mean, he averaged 17.5 points a game against Michigan State, and, you know, Draymond Green said at the Big Ten tournament, he said, you know, the guy, certainly they were worried about Johnson and Moore, but the guy that they really feared going into that game because of what he had done to him was Lewis Jackson. And, you know, I think as they move forward to next year, Lewis is, you know, a good thing in a small package, and he's certainly developed his overall game, not just, you know, he's become a good free throw shooter. He can knock down the open three if you give it to him. He directs the offense beautifully and is a terrific defensive player. And you're right, I think that Purdue's very fortunate to have him, and he had a breakout year, and he'll be one of the places they start when they go with the 11-12 season. Of course, getting Robbie Hummel back will be huge to go with him.
And you lead me to my next question. Moving forward now for Purdue, I mean, heck, Jeff, it's not like you lose a lot. You only just lose two seniors. I mean, that's not that big, is it?
Just the number three and number seven career scorers in Purdue history who only won 107 games in 4 years. I mean, you know, come on, guys. Yeah, no, we're being silly here. But, you know, it's going to be obviously a very different team next year. This past year's team, everything, you know, they ran the offense through Johnson, and you know, Moore was going to be the guy on the perimeter that made it happen, and Moore's also a very good defensive player. You know, and I think even with Hummel coming back, you don't know at the start of the season, you know, is he going to be 80%? Is he going to be 90%? Because I make the, you know, the same comparison with Kalen Lucas, who came back from the Achilles this year, and he really did not play well in November and December. But once, you know, they got into Big Ten season, I think you saw Kalen Lucas start to be a lot more comfortable. I don't think he was fearful of the Achilles, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would think that Hummel will probably have some good games in November and December. But as long as he stays healthy, I think, you know, beginning with the Big Ten season, that's when Robbie Hummel should shine next year.
Jeff Washburn from the West Lafayette Journal and Courier. And Jeff, I mean, he hasn't played. Robbie Hummel hasn't played with a lot of these guys that are playing, you know, with the two injuries he's had. Do you think chemistry is going to be an issue, especially for this young team next year?
Well, I don't think so. Just because Robbie, I think, could play with, you know, with a sixth grade team and be successful. You know, he just is. He adapts his game to the people around him, and he makes everybody he plays with better. And, you know, I think Lewis Jackson, like I said, is, you know, has kind of developed into a leader, and Hummel's definitely a leader. And, you know, I think Ryan Smith and DJ Bird made an awful lot of starts for them. Tyrone Johnson's a good player off the bench. I mentioned at the top of your show that I think the key is the development of one of their big men, their young big men, whether it's Travis Carroll or Sandy Marcius or you know, even Patrick Beatty, even though he fell off a little bit this year. But somebody has got to be able to play in the middle, at least give them some kind of presence so that, you know, you've got Hummel and those other perimeter guys to make it happen for you on the offensive end. Because you know they're going to play good defense.
Definitely.
That's a staple at Purdue.
Well, Jeff, quickly, as we wrap this up, I mean, I know this is a long way away, and I know a lot of it depends on Robbie Hummel, but, I mean, is this the team you think that can finish again in that top, you know, maybe three or four of this Big Ten, you think, or is that going to be a tall task for Matt Painter's crew next year?
Well, I wish, you know, I wish we had a crystal ball, mm-hmm. and you could tell me if Robbie Hummel was going to be 100% healthy all year. Then I could answer that question. I'm not taking a cop-out here.
No, I understand.
But I think that's, you know, to me, that's the whole key, because you bring, if he's healthy, you bring a star power right back into the mix.
Right.
And with, you know, the Big Ten graduated a lot of people. You know, Illinois loses a lot.
Yes.
You know, Wisconsin loses a lot. Penn State lost, what, four of its five starters?
Exactly.
You know, you can go right down the list. Michigan State lost some really good kids. Ohio State's still going to be good if Sullinger comes back. They'll be very good. But, you know, I think Purdue could finish fourth, that somewhere along in there, if Hummel's healthy.
Sounds good. Jeff Washburn, West Lafayette Journal and Courier. Thanks for joining the Tay and Jay Show.
Hey, you guys are welcome. Glad to be on with you anytime.
Unbelievable. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Always fun, and always fun to talk Purdue basketball. He said it right. You know, one thing is going to be constant. They're going to play defense.
Well,
and they do.
They do, but will Matt Painter be there?
Ugh.
What do you think of that? Matt Painter talking with Missouri, would he possibly take that job? What do you think of that? 359 call, 217-359-2255.
You brought up a fair question and a good one when you asked him, what do Purdue fans think of that there?
Yeah.
You know, I understand that, yeah, you should go listen, but if that's your coach, are you a little put off by that?
Yeah.
So we can talk about that next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.